The average family spends close to $1,000 for their child's prom night, according to a recent study done by Visa. While the tickets, tuxedos, shoes, and corsages can get pricey, the most expensive component is usually the dress. One Columbus group is trying to lessen the financial burden of prom for young women in the area, WOSU's Abby Vasulis reports.
Many households simply cannot afford to dish out the equivalent of 1 month's rent for one night's outfit. That's where Fairy Godmothers comes in. It's a nonprofit based out of Columbus that collects donated prom dresses in order to provide teens with the dress of their dreams at no cost to them. Organization President Jen Homan said the ability to choose a prom dress is an important thing for young women.
I think prom a lot of times feels like a moment for people, and most people's lives are made up of big moments that they remember. Some people remember going with their most perfect date or going with their friends, but if you don't have the opportunity to choose, that can be something that they remember for a very long time.
Since 2005, the group has provided prom dresses for over 12,000 girls in Central Ohio. That's about 1,000 every year. It's not an easy task, though.
It takes about 250 volunteers over the 4 days or 5 days that we have our pop-up shop to maintain the pop-up shop. So we have people who are running the dresses, people who are helping personal shop with the girls, people who are doing inventory, lots of different ways that people are helping out.
For Raven Maddox, Fairy Godmothers was the only reason she could attend prom with her best friend last year.
My mom was sick. She had a stroke in 2016, so I wanted to go to prom, and I knew it was going to be hard for her to be able to purchase me a dress, and when we found out about this, it really did help.
Carla Maddox, Raven's mom, was in and out of the hospital 18 times in the last year. She said she just couldn't afford Raven's prom expenses on her own.
She would sit online and look at pictures of dresses that she wanted that I knew I couldn't get. So just the fact that there's stuff out there like this that helps me and other families, because she's also told her friends about the program whose families weren't able to go out and pay thousands and hundreds of dollars for dresses. It meant a whole lot. So I'm grateful for the program.
Even without health expenses, students like Raven have a lot of financial constraints. Raven said saving money during prom season will help her be better prepared for college in the fall.
Keeping the money to buy your books and if you need like your laptop and stuff, I think all that money could really go more towards college, or if you don't plan on going to college, or if you plan on going to like a community school, then if you want to save up to get yourself an apartment or at least help out at home, then that's where all your money could go.
Fairy Godmothers collects 9,000 donated dresses every year. They aim to have dresses available in sizes from 0 to 30, but some sizes are harder to find than others.
So when you're looking at size dresses for 0-2 and size 14+, that's really where we run into some issues.
Homan's biggest fear? Not being able to find a girl a dress that fits.
It's hard because we hate to turn a girl away. And every once in a while, it's really, really, really rare. Out of 1,000 girls that we usually serve every year, maybe handful go away with a dress and they say, I couldn't find something. Those are still the girls that we think about probably all year long. We think, okay, what could we have done? They still are able to pick out an accessory. They're able to, if they want to get a pair of shoes or a little goodie bag, that is absolutely fine. But we keep thinking every year, okay, how can we make sure that there are fewer and fewer girls like that?
But when the Fairy Godmothers do match a girl with a gown, they say it's worth all the hard work.
You can get to the pop-up shop time and just be exhausted. But to see the girls go out and have that smile or have the mom say thank you. Every time anybody says, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. I think I want to quit. I'm over this. It's too many hours. I want to do something else. Then some mom will say something and you'll be like, okay, I could go a little bit longer.
Abby Vasulis, WOSU News.